This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.
You're in time for our brand new feature that we are introducing this week called Plugged In. It is in partnership with the Counseling and Careers Development Unit here at Wits University. So we are having conversations that connect us with each other, that help us understand the various aspects that make us human and even expand our thinking to respect and grow together. And our conversation today is around exams and pressures that come with it. And I mean, it is important to have this conversation, especially at this point as we are going through that very season. On the line, we are joined by Vinoba Krishna, who's the HIV Program Coordinator, Advocacy Team Leader at Counseling and Careers Development Unit. Good morning, Vinoba. Welcome to The Main Switch.
Thank you. Hi, good morning.
So, I mean, the past month, we have heard the unfortunate passing of three WITS students, you know, with the pressures of schools being one of the reasons why students feel overwhelmed. What do you think is the best solution, or rather urgent solution, to minimize this epidemic?
Well, the epidemic of suicidality?
Yes.
Well, listen, suicidality is quite complex. Like you said, you know, school happens to be one of the factors. But I think that the issues around suicidality is much more deeper. And so sometimes, you know, instead of just looking at it as an epidemic, I think what needs to happen is to actually look at each case on merit and to manage either situations like that or to build resilience based on those kind of items that we find in each of those cases individually. So, yeah, so there's no easy answer. I can give you a few suggestions. But I just want to say that I don't think a blanket approach necessarily is the best way to kind of deal with situations like that.
And I fully agree with you on that one. So just tell us more about exam mode and how can one prepare themselves for it?
Cool. So so specifically from our side in terms of CCDU, the idea is to, you know, build student resilience, especially around the academics, to develop, you know, soft skills around it. So that as you continue with your four-year journey, essentially 4 years or so, depending, but that you have skill sets that help you manage the academics better.
Yes.
And so there's a few items that I kind of thought that I should mention this morning. But first, one of which is actually, you know, there should be a sense of preparedness towards the exam. So it's not a, you know, hit and miss kind of approach. It's not a, you know, shoot in the dark kind of approach. It should be a very thought out, very sort of prepared approach. And I think that students, you know, who have engaged in the academics for so long already know, you know, certain aspects. And so it's to kind of point out those very, what can I say, those sort of positive attributes towards preparedness.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And for one to not get overwhelmed with schoolwork, how can they really prepare adequately?
So one of the aspects is to actually study well. And I think that that's quite important. So for that to happen, I think, you know, a person needs to develop a good sense of self-discipline. There must be a healthy approach to your academics. You know, a positive approach to your academics. I think the moment you start to slant, you know, towards this is overwhelming, this is not something I want to do, or I feel trapped here, I think it can continue spiraling downward. So I think there needs to be this positive, you know, approach to the academics. And one of the things that you should do is develop a sense of self-discipline. Develop a sense of routine where you're working consistently. It's not just, you know, putting yourself under pressure. And I think sometimes when you work in a way that's routine, it also takes away the aspects of procrastinating.
Yeah.
So developing those little tips, those little tools, I think helps. So studying well, developing a good sense of, you know, what are your study habits, looking out for distractions, you know, sometimes friends, in as much as they are good and comforting and solid, can also be distracting. You know, those social aspects that sometimes distract us as well. So balance all of that, but to actually have a good approach to the academic, to studying well.
Yeah.
Can I add one aspect to actually the studying well as well? So one additional aspect, and I have like tons of stuff that I could probably go through, but also, you know, sitting, so understanding what failure implies as well.
Mm.
You know, so sometimes, you know, in the whole academic stream, throughout all your years of schooling, and, you know, of course within tertiary as well, we don't talk much about failure. And failure is, you know, failure is a harsh word. It sounds harsh in itself. But the idea that you won't always be successful is almost part of life. It's natural. It doesn't matter where we are. You know, you will crawl before you walk.
Right.
You know, it's those kind of aspects. And I think that sometimes we need to have a very balanced approach to it. Because if you do not succeed on your first attempt, what do you do? Do we sit in the same place, or do we wake ourselves up? Do we drive ourselves towards those goals and towards those sort of plans and targets that we've set towards, you know, for ourselves? So, there must be that kind of balanced approach as well.
Yeah. And how does one absorb the stresses effectively?
So dealing with stress is something else as well. You know, I think that there's a few items there too. So with stress, I think we have to understand that stress is normal. Stress is natural. No matter where you are in life, you will always encounter stress, right? So you will not ever not be stressed. But the important aspect is, how do you manage stress effectively? And I think within an academic program as well, I think every student should understand that the stress levels will be elevated, that you will be stressing a little bit more than, let's just say, the general kind of population or general sort of public.
Yes.
So how do you manage it effectively is important. And there are certain things that we can look at. But the other thing that you should also be aware of, that each of us has a certain level of resilience, that we have a certain level of capacity to deal with stress. And so we need to trust ourselves as we go through our stressful periods that we can overcome the stresses, that we can deal with the stresses. The moment we fail to trust ourselves, then we sort of plummet ourselves deeper into those kind of, feelings of feeling overwhelmed or, just sort of inundated with stress. So you have to trust that you have ability to do this or to overcome. So that's also something that's quite important. The other things about dealing with stress is understand sort of what helps you relax, what helps you deal with difficult situations. And sometimes when you feel that you're stressed, do that a little bit more. So whether it is maybe sort of like reading non-academic or doing a little bit of yoga or meditation, those kind of aspects. One of the things I say that's just key, critical, it might sound the most silliest, but breathe. Pay particular attention to your breathing. Become intentional about your breathing.
Mm.
So just sometimes just breathe. Take a moment to just breathe, refresh, recharge, refocus, and then figure out how you're going to deal with your stress. So that's very important. I think that is quite important as well. Yeah.
And just to piggyback off from that, do you have any advice that you want to give to students just to help them get through the exams triumphantly?
So there's a couple of things. Here too. So I think your academics is your own. So take responsibility for your academics, which means pitch up. Attend your lectures.
Right.
Know when your exam dates. So we are in exam season. Know your exam dates. Set reminders for yourself and pitch up. So take responsibility for that. That's important. Don't disconnect from other people. So in times like this, I think if anything, you need to connect with people a little bit more. So whether it is family, whether it is friends, whether it is classmates, etc., connect a little bit more. Because sometimes you are going to find the need to just sort of vent, or just, you know, you're feeling overwhelmed, you just want to talk about, even if it's nothing, kind of, in inverted commas. But just connect with other people, and I think that is important as well. Keep your eye on your academic goal. Just understand why you're here. So keep yourself self-motivated. Part of driving yourself towards your goal is just keep your eye on the goals that you have set for yourself. Those are the little bits that I would say is just also just trust yourself. You know, I've mentioned that before, but just trust yourself. I always say this to individuals. You have gotten through all the years of your high school learning. You've brought yourself, you've registered at one of the, top universities in the country. Yeah. You are in your academic program. You probably are deep in your academic program as well. Trust all that you have acquired and all that you have done so far. And so in all of that you have achieved, you can still complete the journey.
Indeed.
So trust yourself.
Indeed, trust yourself it is. Vinoba, thank you so much for joining us this morning on Plugged In. I'm sure that some of your words pacified one student or more who's on their way to write their exams this morning.
Awesome. Thank you. And all the best to every student that's out there.
Of course, of course. Thank you, Vinoba.
Take care.
All the best indeed to everyone who is writing the exams today. That was Vinoba Krishna, who is the HIV program coordinator and advocacy team leader at Counseling and Careers Development Unit.
This podcast is brought to you by Voice of Vets. Voice of Vets. Hear it. Feel it. Feel it. Feel it.